This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, people ask me why I do what I do. I don't want power over people, and I don't want to have power. But I also don't want to be a slave. And so it's personal. The globalists want to screw me over, screw the West over, make me their slave, mount my head on the wall politically. I'm not going to put up with it. And the globalists had the New York Times 14 months ago say, globalism doesn't exist, it's made up, Donald Trump supporters are insane, Alex Jones is a liar. Until 2 days ago, they said, okay, globalism's real, Trump is the fox in the globalist hen house, our technocracy is imploding. That is success. And thanks to Drudge Report and others, we're here, because I can track it. It was, I mean, just 10 years ago, no one would talk about it. But Drudge would link to some of our articles about Bilderberg, and the media would flip out, and then George Norrie would have me on. And I'd do hundreds of local radio interviews to get the word out. So I'm just giving credit where it's due in the history of this. We have come so far. And then now, meanwhile, we've got top links on DrudgeReport.com, the reports that Watson's got from congressional sources and others and other journalists that have proven they've got their ear to the ground, that there was some type of conspiracy talking about physically taking the Trump out. Now the FBI agents admit that they deleted the messages. There's texts where they talk about deleting them. This is explosive, and I got to tell Roger Stone something. Roger, I'm worried about what these corner rats are going to do. In my own gut level, but also spiritually, intellectually, the kind of internet of souls here, I pick up Danger Will Robinson. Yes, we're winning. It's gone from the wheels going off the Russia canard to it exploding like a truck bomb. But these people never give up. I think we're about to see. I think the president's in danger. I think we all are. They might set a nuke off. I mean, there's God knows what this rogue state's going to be. And I just think it's time to take the gloves off. Something we privately talked about that the president had discussed. I don't know if we can get into this, but. You know, they really make a move. I mean, we're already kicking their ass financially. We're already winning, you know, but they want to turn the table over. We can't let them do that. What are we going to do, Roger?
No, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. Look, as we have said here at InfoWars for some time, the entrenched political establishment had a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, and yes, a plan D. Plan A was the Electoral College and a recount that failed. Plan B was the phony Russian collusion claim and the appointment by a rogue acting attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, of a rogue special prosecutor. And now his entire inquiry has been stripped bare and exposed as the partisan hit job and the completely extrajudicial and illegal proceeding that it is. Then there's Plan C, the 25th Amendment. I have a long piece up at InfoWars about that. And now we come sadly and I think chillingly to the potential of Plan D. Why have these email messages, these text messages disappeared? Because they entail a physical threat to the president. We now know that James Clapper, the NSA advisor under Obama, was looking for a way to stall Donald Trump's inauguration, to stop him from being sworn in with his hand on the Bible. And now, chillingly, we know what they were talking about and what they now seek to hide, a physical threat to take out the president. The deep state is capable of anything. Our history tells us this. We've already had two coup d'etats in this country, a violent one in the case of John F. Kennedy, a peaceful one in the case of Richard Nixon. And now the question is, what will they try next? They are capable of anything.
Oh, and don't forget Lincoln and the Ford Theater. And then was it Taft? Who's the other one that got shot by the bullet and then he died of blood poisoning?
It was Hayes, I believe. Rutherford B. Hayes.
Well, let's look it up. I'm sure you're
Or Garfield. Pardon me. What am I saying?
Yeah, okay, good. You're Garfield. Right, Garfield. Okay, there's this little same grouping there. So we'll be right back. Tomorrow's News Today with Roger Stone. Democrats have been caught scheming Plan D. I mean, Phil Mudd admitted it. They said we're going to kill him. Well, see what happens, buddy.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone about to take over, but we have Phil Mudd, former counterterrorism head of the FBI and CIA, a Mueller protege, saying we're going to kill the president soon. You've got Clapper Brennan on TV with CNN correspondent and foreign affairs expert, military expert, Wolf Blitzer, saying we're going to get rid of him extrajudicially soon. You've got hashtag Hunt Republicans. You've got the attempt to kill the Republican leadership. Of the Patriot leadership at the baseball game. They're all buddies. You've got all this happening, but Congress knows they tried to kill him. And notice, as soon as they tried to kill everybody and almost killed Scalise and Rand Paul, suddenly Senator Ron Johnson, suddenly Trey Gowdy, suddenly Jim Jordan, suddenly everybody, Nunes, everybody took the gloves off, and now there's no more games here. You're not going to go away, Hillary. You want a war, you got one. And so we've got these astounding clips already played where they talk about the secret society, how they deleted the text messages, how they admit they have, how they don't have FBI informants who are FBI agents informing to Congress about this. I mean, do the calculus here for us, Roger. Trump now knows they're never going to go away, as I've told him many times. He knows that. He knows they're never going to stop. They're not going to go to Alba like Napoleon. They're not going to quit. They're dug in like Hitler in the Reich Chancellery, or, you know, with what happened with the whole narco situation down in Central and South America, you know, with those kingpins that wouldn't give up. They're not giving up. And now we've got the word from high-level sources. It's on DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com. That they have been scheming a plan, and that the missing FBI text messages include threats of violence against Trump and trying to organize it. I mean, man, I got to say, Mueller and Comey and them, these guys are crazy. I mean, I just can't imagine the chutzpah of this. It'd be one thing if the president was like a horrible guy, but I mean, the fact that he's a real American, they hate America so much and they love sucking off Hillary's, you know, pig tits so much that they just, CNN, all of them, they don't get it. We beat your ass, Phil. We're going to crush you. We're never giving up, you sons of bitches. And if you want a physical fight, feel your hand, as I've told you. We know you're getting ready to start it. And if you think you're getting away with any of it, we're committed. This ain't talk. You know it's not talk. Roger, take over. I'm getting pissed here. I'm going to have to punch out here. Infowars.com. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you. Look, I think you're absolutely right. You'll remember just weeks ago when I gave an interview to TMZ, and I said that the American people will not stand for the illegitimate removal of Donald Trump through some bogus, trumped-up process. They're just not going to allow it. I go back to a stunning interview that Owen Schroyer did with a number of members of the Pipe Fitters Union. Let's be as clear as we possibly can, because the SOBs at Media Matters just waiting to pervert and twist our words. We do not advocate violence. We do not countenance violence. We are not proposing violence, but we will not be run over. We will not see our Constitution shredded. We will not see a duly elected president removed just because Robert Mueller and James Comey trump up some phony, process-oriented allegation against him. Earlier today on Fox, I heard a terrific interview with my friend Judge Andrew Napolitano, who is sounding the clarion call. Under no circumstances should the president grant an interview with Robert Mueller. This is a perjury trap. Mueller is taking advantage of the fact that
he's going to say no matter what, he finds it to be perjury. Exactly. And since you mentioned the violence of these people, here's a clip of Antifa shot out in California. And then there's hours of this with young women saying they want a utopia and a communist program to start killing people. And I know you're going to get to your whole point about Trump shouldn't meet with Mueller because the guy's a total fraud. I totally agree. But let's play this clip.
Hey guys, it's Fleckus. This week, we're at the Women's March. What is like the number one reason that everyone's here? What brings you here today?
Everything.
Really zombies.
Basically everything that he stands on as a platform, to be honest.
I had this right now.
What do you disagree with Trump so far?
Well, I worked for a tribe for a lot of time, so about 5 years, so a lot of negativity towards the tribes. I'm not down with that. And also, just the bullshit.
What are you protesting Trump for?
He's a conservative. I don't like conservatism.
I got ahead of people because of my position as
look at this verse
a white male.
I think that my position as a white male. I agree. I'm bad.
Power to say something like myself, and I think that's what's going to help change
you
things.
Think this guy
what
is.
Does your sign say?
It says "Kill Donald Trump," and then it says "Kill Mike Pence," and then it says "It's guillotine time, bitches."
He's like repealed all these sort of stuff that's supposed to protect immigrants in this country. It's like so hypocritical too. I mean,
we need any immigration reform though.
Hit pause real quick. No, she's got a Planned Parenthood shirt on, which you can all be for whatever you believe about birth control, whatever. Planned Parenthood is eugenics and was the main advisor to Adolf Hitler. So they're calling everybody Nazis, and she's wearing a Hitler shirt. Here, let's go back.
I don't want to speak on that.
What is that? What does it mean?
And I think that we should kill Donald Trump, and then we should also kill Mike Pence, because I wouldn't want him in office either.
I'm not against an outsider per se, but I don't think that because you're an outsider, therefore you're qualified.
What do you think makes Trump very unqualified?
Well, he's never been president.
I'm not here to support, like, somebody's, like, capitalist, like, trying to make money off of the struggles of women and, like, women of color and, like, people of color in this country. Like, I'm actually upset. Like, I'm, like...
What is your ideal political or social structure?
Communist utopia, but, I mean, that's, like, that's pretty hard to do.
I mean, they're just lazy girls, probably never had a job, Bozo the Clown. We're gonna kill everybody, it's cute. Nice hair. Roger Stipes breaking up. We're going to go back to him in a minute. But looking at this, here this guy goes, well, he's never qualified. He's never been president. He is president. He's more qualified than he ran the first time against all odds and won. But they don't even know. I mean, everything they say is a cliche, unintentional humor because these people are the biggest losers on the planet. And now they want a physical war with us and attack our reporters all over the country. And they'll punch you, and you punch them. They freak out and call the police. They're literally in la-la land, Roger.
Yeah, that was an extremely telling video. She's for a communist utopia without knowing how many people that has murdered. Look, the left is in a tizzy. But as you've pointed out again and again, these street activities are the backdrop for a political takedown of the president. I don't think the situation could be any clearer. Robert Mueller seeks to euchre the president, to box him into some kind of obstruction charge, taking advantage of his loquaciousness and the fact that he's never a man that has a paucity of words. They know the case that they're structuring against the president. The president doesn't know. This is a suicide mission. This is a death wish. It's a setup. It's a trap.
I know you know that. I know you talk to the president occasionally. How has he been maneuvered into this fiasco?
Well, it hasn't happened until it's happened. Where we are now is his lawyers are negotiating with the special prosecutor. We're told that some portion of the interview might be live. Some portion of it might be in writing, responding to written questions. Here, I guess, is the point. When you look at the laws that have been broken by Mueller and Comey, they pale in comparison.
Why would you have Jeffrey Dahmer or Charlie Manson out of prison go interview the president? I mean, Mueller should be locked up right now for all the crimes and things he's done, not be interviewing our president. He's a Clinton stool attendant, a groom of the stool that worships Hillary Clinton's feces. I mean, that's what he does. He worships crime. He worships evil. His whole criminal operation has been caught. And he needs to go back into a rat hole somewhere and suck on Hillary Clinton's poisonous snake teeth. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. By the way, I just trolled the media right there. That'll be in the news today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Central. That's right. It's The Alex Jones Show. And sitting in for Alex Jones, your genial host, Roger Stone. I tuned into MSNBC last night, probably one of the 10 or 11 people who were watching, to watch Lawrence O'Donnell, who appeared not to be sober, go into a harangue against yours truly. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that he used my name 40 times in a five-minute clip, and his objection, well, it was because I was quoted in yesterday's Washington Post as saying that under no circumstances whatsoever should President Trump grant an interview to Robert Mueller. I was disappointed to hear that Attorney General Jeff Sessions granted Mueller an interview, but then pretty much everything Jeff Sessions does disappoints me these days. But now it's absolutely clear that what Mueller seeks to do is to euchre the president into some process-oriented charge. In other words, having spent literally hundreds of millions of dollars in a sham investigation into Russian collusion, Mueller has produced no evidence whatsoever that the Russian state conspired, coordinated, or colluded with Donald Trump and his campaign or his campaign to affect the outcome of the 2016 election. But compared to some bogus, pardon the expression, trumped-up charge that Mueller might manufacture, let's look at the charges that Mr. Mueller and Mr. Comey and Mr. McCabe and Mr. Rosenstein would be facing. Violation of 18 U.S. Code 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. Violation of 18 U.S. Code 871, threats against the president and successors to the presidency. Violation of 18 U.S. Code 1510, obstruction of criminal investigation. Violation of 18 U.S. Code 2381, treason. A violation of 18 U.S. Code 2384, seditious conspiracy. Violation of 18 U.S. Code 2385, advocating the overthrow of the government. Penalties for these crimes are quite severe. In some cases, they include capital punishment. So the game of chicken has begun. The president needs to recognize that he has the whip hand in this proceeding. He has the Justice Department. And if he had a cognizant, active attorney general who understood the breadth of this conspiracy, he would have the initiative. Unfortunately, there is still no evidence that sleepy Jeff Sessions will do his job under the Constitution. There is no evidence that he is ready to proceed. And therefore, in my view, the unsung heroes to date are Congressman Matt Gaetz, Congressman Jim Jordan, Congressman Trey Gowdy, Congressman Ron DeSantis. Thanks to these gutsy congressmen, true patriots, every one of them, the entire cover-up and partisan nature of Robert Mueller's bogus inquiry is stripped naked for everyone to see. How long will this charade go on? We here at InfoWars have been very clear in what we think is the right course of action. The president should fire Mr. Rosenstein forthwith. He has cause. The relationship between Rosenstein and Mueller, where Mueller gave Rosenstein his first position in public service, is a conflict of interest. Having dispatched Mr. Rosenstein, the president must give a direct order to his attorney general for the appointment of a special prosecutor in the matter of Uranium One. How ironic that Mueller, Comey, McCabe, and Rosenstein, the very four men seeking to remove the president, are up to their knees in the corruption of Uranium One. Uranium One, you can go to the InfoWars.com site and see a 5,000-word piece that I wrote there outlining the etymology of this treasonous crime. This is the biggest, from a financial point of view, treasonous financial crime in U.S. history. And the role of those four gentlemen is absolutely clear. So the path forward here is obvious. The president has the power to save himself, to save the Constitution, to save the Republic, to save the results of the 2016 elections. Will he do so in time, or will he be lulled to sleep by second-rate lawyers who tell him to march into an inquiry with Robert Mueller that can only end badly? Today, my friend Judge Andrew Napolitano gave an incredible interview in which he outlined all of the reasons why the president must resist the invitation to essentially set himself up for an obstruction or a perjury rap. The fact that Mr. Mueller is now focused on the dismissal of General Flynn and the dismissal of Mr. Comey tells me that when it comes to Russian collusion, he has nothing. We have gone full cycle here, even though it has cost the taxpayers millions. Let me be absolutely clear. The president should fire Rosenstein. He should pardon General Flynn, and he should challenge Mr. Mueller. There is no better path forward. Again, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, under no circumstances should the president submit to an interview with Mr. Mueller. Now, if you're enjoying the expanded programming here at InfoWars, if you like David Knight with Real News in the morning, as I do, if you enjoy the Alex Jones Show midday, and you're digging on the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer in the afternoons, recognize that this expanded programming is only possible through viewer and listener support. We don't have any corporatist benefactors who subsidize our operations here at InfoWars. We rely entirely and completely on you. So please, go to the InfoWars site now and look at some of the extraordinary specials that we are running. We've got several new products here that I really like, but first and foremost is Immune Wall. This is the very best immune, all-natural immune formula on the market today. And with the flu surrounding us, there is no better deal on the InfoWars site. Folks, go to the site now. We need your help.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. We here at InfoWars are inordinately proud of the fact that we have been consistently bringing you tomorrow's news today. We have got a now long-established track record of telling you in advance what's about to break in the mainstream media. So it's no surprise that our longtime listeners have lost faith with the FBI. You know, when I was growing up, the FBI was revered as an honest law enforcement organization of extraordinary integrity. J. Edgar Hoover's book, The Masters of Deceit, was the textbook given out in the public schools to explain the dangers of communism and the way they sought to subvert our democracy. Well, today, sadly, thanks to Mr. Comey and Mr. Mueller, mainstream America no longer holds the Bureau in such high regard. A new poll released by Rasmussen, a respected survey research firm, shows that 49% of likely U.S. voters believe that a special prosecutor should be named to investigate senior FBI officials and their handling of Hillary Clinton and their abuse of Donald Trump. Only 31% of voters disagreed, with a staggering 19% undecided. As this story develops, I predict that the number of those seeking a special prosecutor or favoring the appointment of one will only grow. You heard it here first on InfoWars. We have been advocating the appointment of a special counsel to look into Uranium One for months. Again, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. I can't help but chuckle to see Chuck Schumer, the glad-handing Sammy Glick of American politics, get some of his just desserts. Having virtually destroyed the credibility of the Democratic Party by staging a government shutdown in which, incredibly, he argued that funding for people in this country illegally was more important than the paychecks of our men and women in the front lines of military service, they now have so completely whipsawed the Democratic Party that the illegal aliens and those advocating amnesty have stormed Chuck's palatial New York City home. They no longer are satisfied with the extension of DACA, the so-called Defer Action for Childhood Arrivals, but now they are demanding full amnesty. I have four words for the dreamers. Not gonna happen. Not going to happen. That's four words. While the American people are undoubtedly the most generous people in the world, while we export billions of dollars in foreign aid to countries big and small, everything has a limit, including the patience of the American people. Our limit was reached some time ago. Now, let there be no doubt, we need immigrants. Our country was built on immigrants, legal ones that add to our society and become productive American citizens. That's why our country's immigration policies need to be revamped top to bottom. End these endless chain immigration. Put an end to the H-1B visas that take jobs from our graduates. These are just a few things, a few fundamental reforms that we need. There can be no rewarding of illegal behavior while those who have gone through the process, who are going by the book, wait patiently in line for their citizenship. As for Chuck Schumer, I guess he didn't get much sleep last night as the protesters were chanting outside his palatial Manhattan apartment. If Chuck won't let us dream, we won't let him sleep. Well, you won't be sleeping much, Chuck. You made your bed. Now try to sleep in it. I do want to bring your attention to an extraordinary. There we have the protesters outside Chuck Schumer's palatial apartment. As we have reported, the president has named Jeff Berman as the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Mr. Berman, an associate of former mayor and U.S. attorney Rudy Giuliani has a long and distinguished legal career and is eminently qualified for this position. But lo and behold, Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has put a hold on his nomination. Mr. Berman now serves in the position of U.S. attorney and can do so legally for 128 days before the president must either put his nomination to a vote, or I should say Mitch McConnell shall, or withdraw the nomination. Incredibly, Senator Gillibrand has announced that she will blue slip the nomination, and sadly, Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, has announced that he will honor that blue slip. What is Ms. Gillibrand's objection to the appointment of an honest prosecutor in Manhattan? Well, quite simply, that Mr. Berman's law firm has done work for Deutsche Bank, and Deutsche Bank has been a lender to the Trump Organization for their real estate projects. There's no accusation of illegality or nothing inappropriate. The sad truth is that Kirsten Gillibrand will oppose any appointment by Donald Trump for an honest prosecutor. Why? Quite simply, a first-year law student can take a list of Senator Chuck Schumer's contributors and his votes in the United States Senate and marry them. He is the greatest single recipient of special interest money in the U.S. Senate. Chuck Schumer, quite sadly, is for sale, and everyone in the U.S. Senate knows it. God forbid that a prosecutor might know it. And therefore, Senator Gillibrand, who is merely a sock puppet for Senator Schumer, thwarts the appointment of an honest prosecutor in Manhattan. Shame on you, Senator. Shame on you. We beseech Senator Grassley to ignore her blue slip, as he has done for a number of judicial appointments, and give the people an honest prosecutor in the Southern District of New York. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. We have an extraordinary new program at the InfoWars store I want to tell you about. I'm wearing an example of it here, and that is our T-shirt of the Month Club. We're going to be releasing at the beginning of every month a terrific new First Amendment-oriented T-shirt. Believe me, these T-shirts trigger the libtards. They go ape when they see these. The single best reason I can think for wearing one to the local mall or when you're out bowling. So if you join the T-shirt of the Month Club, you get a 20% savings on each T-shirt, and you will be the first among your friends to sport the latest look. Simply order by the first of every month, and we will ship it by the 10th. And as an added bonus, Alex Jones himself will sign a random 10 T-shirts to show his support for the InfoWarriors and our loyal fans. The first T-shirt of this amazing program is the Won't Tread on Me shirt. You see it there in dazzling black and red. So get in on this terrific offer today. Sign up for the T-shirt of the Month Club promotion. You can help us. You can help the revolution. You can help forward our terrific investigative reporting. And remember, we here at InfoWars don't answer to any corporate master. We answer only to you. Go to the
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird.
If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. There's been much discussion in recent days about not only the four-page memo, which Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee have stoutly refused to let the American people see, and the 10-page memo, which outlines the entire trail of treason and conspiracy that was revealed yesterday here at InfoWars. Now, Judge Andrew Napolitano, my friend of almost 30 years, has come up with a legal way for the American people to see what the Democrats are so anxious to withhold from the American public.
Substance Committee votes to release it, and it seems as though there will soon be tremendous pressure to do so. And if it doesn't, I am suggesting that one of those members of Congress that you just ran on the screen should take this to the floor of the House of Representatives and release it there, because the Constitution protects anything that is said there. Just Senator Feinstein did this with torture memos. These members of Congress should do it with this, because the rest of Congress and the American public is entitled to know. We put the Constitution in the hands of people to protect it, and they've abused that power. We need to know who the abusers were and what they did.
And there you have it, a brilliant analysis by Judge Andrew Napolitano. I first met Judge Napolitano when I ran the campaign of New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane in 1981, which resulted in the closest election in New Jersey history, decided by 1,208 votes out of more than 2 million cast. And Judge Napolitano, literally a distinguished lawyer but not yet in public service, came to the fore as Tom Kane's attorney, one of his lead attorneys in that recount process. A great legal scholar, a great friend, and the man I believe that Donald Trump should put next on the U.S. Supreme Court. And he has proposed a solution. If Congressman Gates and Congressman Gowdy and Congressman DeSantis and Congressman Jordan fail to get the Democrats or a majority of the Intelligence Committee to make this information public, after all, hapless Adam Schiff argues it's too complicated for the people to understand, then one of them should surely read it into the public record. The American people have a right to know exactly what has transpired here and who has violated the Constitution and the law in an illegitimate effort to smear Donald Trump and his family and to illegitimately take down his presidency. In essence, trying to do what they could not do at the ballot box last November. You know, this would be funny, laughable, if it wasn't so outrageous. Roanoke College has announced that General James Clapper will be teaching a course on ethics. Yes, Clapper, the man who lied to the U.S. Congress under oath, perjured himself when he said there was no metadata collection program by the U.S. government. Clapper's lie was proved when the Edward Snowden, a whistleblower, came forward and exposed that this program was not only in existence, but it was robust. Why, you ask, is Mr. Clapper not in a federal penitentiary where he belongs? Why is there one rule of law for some, but not others? Let's be clear. This shaved head criminal belongs behind bars. He doesn't belong at the head of a classroom talking about ethics because he has none. James Clapper, a national disgrace. While we are on the subject, I must admit that the entire mainstream media silence over the missing text messages by FBI agents is somewhat shocking. You see, I'm old enough to remember the public furor over the missing 18 and a half minutes from the so-called Nixon White House tapes. There was an immediate call for the president's impeachment when it was revealed that 18 and a half minutes of evidence in the Watergate scandal had disappeared. Loyal Secretary Rosemary Woods took the rap for that erasure, claiming that while transcribing the tape, she had picked up the phone, inadvertently leaving her foot on a transcription pedal that controlled the dictabelt from which she was transcribing, erasing what many believe was seminal evidence in the Watergate scandal. Where are the mainstream media mavens now? Are Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper, where is their outrage? Where is their demand for justice? What we actually saw yesterday on ABC, incredibly, was a complete twisting in which they said that the president's comments on this misstated the number of missing text messages and the period for which they are missing. Wrong. Read the story. Why is it coincidental that the Twitter messages, pardon me, the text messages go missing and at almost exactly the time that Mr. Mueller became the special prosecutor? Well, today, chillingly, we seem to have an answer. According to True Pundit, let's see if we can put that up, we now believe that what FBI agents were talking about was a physical threat against the president. Yes, they were talking about the A word, assassination. The American people have an absolute right to know what's in this material. And does anyone really believe that anything is erased permanently? That there is no indelible record at the NSA? I, for one, do not believe it. Let the truth be told. Let us see what's in the record. Now, before we leave, I would be remiss if I did not say yet again that Alex Jones has mapped out a really vigorous plan for the expansion of our reporting here at InfoWars. Not only do you have David Knight, who does a terrific job with the real news, I tune in first thing when I get up because I want to find out what's going on in the world. And David Knight does a phenomenal job of looking across the media landscape and curating the very best stories to bring us up to date on what's transpired overnight. Midday, of course, you have Alex Jones and his historic, legendary Alex Jones Show. Just yesterday, he made history by bringing our attention to a 100-page document that outlined the entire conspiracy in front of the FISA court. We now know from this document that there was an illicit attempt by the Obama administration to put the entire Trump campaign and Trump Tower under surveillance. And then, of course, you have our expanded coverage here at the War Room. Now, none of this is free, and we cannot continue this dynamic expansion unless you go to the InfoWars store and support what we are doing. If you look at the InfoWars store now, you have 25% off Brain Force Plus. This is still, despite my new love for Immune Wall, my number one favorite product. Why? Because it enhances your mental acuity, your mental organization, your mental energy when you're putting in these long days. And at 25% off, that's a terrific price. And if you sign up for the auto ship program, you will never be without. I made that mistake once. I will never make it again. You can get delivery every 30 days, every 60 days, every 90 days at your request. The very best of the best, Brain Force Plus, now at the InfoWars store. Folks, go to the store now and help the fight for freedom.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a